From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front,
too. Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome, everybody, to another Beers with the Brewers. We're recording remotely again this week on the Thursday, May 28th episode. I'm Mark, and also on a podcast today, we've got Waltzkeys.
Howdy.
Sometimes, fairly often a tender, Tony Cipriani.
How we doing, guys? How we doing?
Doing good, man. And the Brewer of the Hour, Dan Schaefer. What's up, man?
I'm doing great, thanks. What an illustrious introduction. That was fantastic.
Well, you could be the brewer of the next 25 minutes, however you want to look at it.
That's probably more accurate. We'll roll with that.
Right on. Well, today we're talking about Wildberry Jamble, blackberry, raspberry, blueberry, and boysenberry. There's your berries.
It's always nice when those bullet points take care of themselves.
Yeah, right. It just worked out. So, upcoming events at Land Grant, we've got an open beer garden.
Beer garden only.
Only.
Beer garden.
But it is open.
Yeah, it's beautiful out. Why wouldn't you want to be outside anyway?
Yeah. So, yeah, the beer garden is opening Tuesday through Sunday, closed Monday, and then basically it's open weather permitting. So, if it's a nice day, come on down. If it's raining or storming, probably going to want to stay home. And if it's somewhere in between and you're not quite sure, you can go to islandgrantopen.com.
That's right.
Right? Is that right?
That's right. No, you got it. That's right.
Yeah. Islandgrantopen.com. And it'll let you know if we are open. If you're coming down, just know that all ordering is done via app. You don't have to download an app, but you just go to a web page on your smartphone or your friend's smartphone or whatever, and you can put your order in right there, and it'll be ready for you at the bar. First weekend back open this past weekend went pretty smoothly, all things considered, and knock on wood, it'll just keep rolling through the spring and into summer. I guess it's summer now. I don't know. It's hot. So
feels pretty summery out today, yeah.
Yeah. Right now, no plans to open inside, but we'll keep monitoring things, and if that changes, we'll be sure to let you know. So, coming down, have a beer.
Other than Wildberry Jamble releasing this week, I thought we could just touch on it briefly because more or less covered it just 4 weeks ago with the experimental IPA that we released. But we've got a new IPA this week that we've put a name to called Strut IPA. It's one that I think you've seen in a couple iterations even before COVID times when we would have it on tap as an experimental IPA. And Dan, you guys have been working a lot on that recipe. Were there any refinements that you made to Strut IPA since we last talked about it on the experimental IPA podcast?
No, but the batch that we currently have in the tank is very slightly tweaked. So we'll see if we're done with it. It's kind of one more thing I'd like to try. But, I'm liking where it is right now.
In the vein of a standard American IPA, I really like it a lot. It's a good go-to for me right now, and I'm just about out of the experimental IPA at the house, so right on time.
I had a fresh one off the canning line today. It was delicious. So good.
Nice. What about you, Walt? Did you snag any when you were down at the brewery today?
Yeah, I did. I came down to take some photos of upcoming beers, and I grabbed some of the new stuff that I haven't gotten my hands on, loaded up for the upcoming weekend, which pretty much starts now. So, yeah, I'm all stocked up.
And Dan, you're drinking it as fast as you're brewing it, right?
Correct, sir.
Yes, sir. Good. Excellent. Well done. So I think without any further ado, let's talk about the spotlight beer this week, Dan, the Wildberry Jamble.
So, Wildberry coming in at 5% ABV, 12 IBUs, just a pinchy cascade. We've been progressively sort of backing off the character malts on this. The Munich malt gives you a very nice sort of toasted bread crust flavor, and amber malt has sort of a toasty coffee-ish flavor, and combine the two, it gives you a nice pie crust character. But it's a little too assertive, and we sort of backed off it by half in each iteration of Jamble that we've done. And I think I'm pretty happy with it here. It's just a nice toasty, again, like a pie crust thing in the background. It doesn't take away from the berries, which are blackberry, raspberry, blueberry, and boysenberry. So I don't think they would mind us saying, but we'll just, in case, we'll say a mutual friend of ours uses as a fruit supplier that we found out about through them. And working with some, I think, maybe we were working on El Terrace or La Terrace or something like that. But I mentioned, hey, we need another Jamble flavor. You got anything? He goes, what about Wildberry? I go, great, what's that? So, he just said, you know, obviously it can be anything you want. But he rattled off those, I think he had strawberry in there, and I didn't want to do strawberry because we had just done the strawberry Berliner with the pulling hands.
Yep. But, yep.
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, you get a lot more bang for your buck with the darker fruits. Stuff like, you know, we've got raspberry and blueberry in there, but if you wanted a beer that just tasted like those fruits, you'd have to use an exorbitant amount of fruit. But here, they just kind of provide a nice fruity balancing to the darker fruits. And boysenberry's great. We've been wanting to do something with boysenberry for a long time. So very happy to have that as part of the mix.
Yeah, I think it's a good blend. And absolutely, I think you're making great decisions on lowering that malt down just a little bit. This one does come off very refreshing in comparison to maybe a Peach Basket, but still does have a little bit of that character.
It's nice that, you know, these beers do tend to dry out because the fruit's so fermentable. It still retains some sweetness, but not, you know, it's not cloying, not... doesn't coat your teeth or anything like that. It's got a very nice balance of sweet and dry. I could put a few of these back.
Yeah, I think so. And I would also say on this, just a teeny bit of fruit kind of tartness too, maybe in that mm-hmm. raspberry vein. That's nice.
Yeah, these the raspberry really is the acidic one in that group. The rest of them are fairly mild.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting, but the, it was meant to be a crusher, but it's a very complex beer. You get elements of all those berries as you're drinking it. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think you accomplished a little bit of both. Mm. Not all mouthfeel is gone, yet crushability, that brings us to, you know, that all-important question.
How crushable is it?
Quarantine edition.
I was going to bring it up. I just didn't want to step on your toes.
I think you segued into it perfectly, Dan.
No, it'd be like, you know, someone instead of Bob Barker say, come on down. It just wouldn't be right.
This is good. You gave me a good slow pitch on that.
Toss him underhand. You knock him out of the park.
That's right. So from the brewer himself, what would you say, Dan? How many of these would you like to have in a setting if you were put to task?
I'm going to go ahead and we'll say... four. I like four. Four is a good number at this type of beer and this ABV. That said, I just got a fire pit that I haven't used yet. If that makes its way out of the garage this weekend, I can see easily that it's ending to a five. So it seems like during these warmer months, we always have a caveat of this could be one more. So I think four could extend to a five under the right circumstances.
Yeah, and we're maybe still slightly under quarantine edition right now, although the more we get out, I'm not so sure. But a lot of people are still trying to stick at home a little bit.
Yeah, we are. I think Dan nailed it. I think four with a flex one. So it could go to five. But like four. I think a standard drink session, four is probably a sweet spot.
I like these answers. I think I'm on board with it, but I think on a really hot day, I really think I could take it to six.
Wow.
I think I could do it.
There it is.
On a hot, I feel like these will go down really fast on a hot day.
I mean,
it's going down pretty quick right now. Like, it's night. Like, I like Blackberry Jambo a lot. This one, I feel like the mouthfeel isn't as thick. It's just a nice, easy, light drinking, fruity beer that's. I could drink six of these on a hot day, but I think four is probably where you want to be.
Yeah, I'm sticking with four too. I think trying to be keep it responsible, and I don't know. Maybe I could put a task. My first one's gone, so that was only 12 minutes. Yeah,
there's always an outlier in your data set, and that's Tony. So.
That's right. Me. Yes, yes. I'm always the outlier, Dan. Always the outlier.
Well, anything else on the beer, Dan?
Yeah, sort of like what Tony had mentioned. This one is definitely more berry cobbler, which is what I was sort of going for. I think Blackberry Jamble was more jammy, and this one's just a little bit more crushable. And I'm happy about that. So, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. And the color is like, color's amazing. It looks really nice.
Just about as purple as you'd want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely hue. So we don't have a question from a listener this week.
Send in your questions.
I know. Send in some cool questions.
Get a free t-shirt.
Yeah.
You can email them. You can do them on Instagram, Facebook, or whatever. You can send us a letter. Send us a. I don't think we have a fax machine, so I think that's the only way not to do it. Yeah, send us a question, and we'll, if we answer it, which we probably will, you're going to get a free t-shirt.
Indeed. Well, we are very efficient this week.
That's a quick one.
Tony, you don't get on a podcast too often. Maybe you've got a question from a Tony. We had a question from a Justin last week. Went pretty well.
Did it go pretty well?
Yeah.
What would be my question? I guess, so the Lonely Hops Club series that we've been doing has been really well received, and it's very cool that you guys can kind of take one hop and really highlight that one hop. Is there one that, I guess, what has been your favorite so far, and what's the one hop that you're really excited to try in that series? I mean, it's kind of cool to only use one hop instead of throwing a bunch of them together, which I feel like would be harder, but I guess which one have you liked the most so far, and what hop are you excited to try?
Well, I think this newest iteration coming out is my favorite, even though it hasn't been packaged yet. I want to put cashmere in everything. It's so cool. It's got so many characteristics that it can play well on its own, but it also can pick up characters and play off of other hops. So I love cashmere. I never have to worry about running out of ideas for this beer because there's so many cool hops out there, different ways right. that we could do it. My fellow brewer Patrick and I were talking about Azaka yesterday. I think Azaka would be an amazing single hop beer. So I could see that making its way into the rotation before the end of the year.
Nice. Yeah, and like fun fact, I knew that Dan loved cashmere so much. I was in California with my wife on our honeymoon, and I had a cashmere one hop, and I messaged Dan. I was like, hey, do you think we should use cashmere? And he's like, Yeah, I'm already planning on doing that. That sounds like a great idea. So I knew this would be one of your favorites.
I'm eager to try one. What are we packing this? End of week, is that right?
Tomorrow, in fact.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, man. Don't have to wait long.
All these new beers.
It's great. It's great. And that'll be the topic of the podcast next week. We'll be a deeper dive into this beer, Lonely Hops Club Cashmere Edition. So that'll be cool. Well, hey, Tony, thanks a lot for the question. Do you have a Land Grant t-shirt?
I have probably 25 Land Grant t-shirts, so I don't think I need another one.
Well, you know, if you need 26, it's great that you could get a question for us.
Yeah, no problem. Glad, always happy to help.
Yeah, cool. I think good talking to you guys, and get down to that beer garden a little bit, see what's up. It looks great. Colorful, the tables are all painted different colors, and it looks like a fun place to sit, and I think it was for a lot of people over the last weekend. Weather's going to tune up this weekend too, I think, be right perfect for sitting outside.
Yeah, 70 degrees and sunny. That's perfect.
Everybody have a great week, and listeners, thanks for listening. Send us your question, maybe we'll answer it next week.
Cheers, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Out.